No Sunset, written by Zalia, read by Tiny Pink Mouse. A clock chimed. It had taken Sid several months to get used to relying on the clocks to tell the time. He had always tended to measure his day by the sun and its light. It had been strange at first, living in this world of permanent night, but he had adapted, as he always did. But he still missed the sunsets. He was by no means a romantic, but there was something exhilarating about facing the setting sun and knowing that the morning could either bring ruin or joy. And he had experienced both many times, although two occasions stood out in his memory. The first had been on that fateful day before the descent into the Norton crater, feeling Vincent's lips part beneath his own, knowing that the next day could kill them all, and not caring, because now made up for anything that might happen tomorrow. He thought that Vincent would like Traverse Town. Everyone here had lost so much, and had so much pain. And they came from myriad worlds. No one would even notice the things that made the gunman want to hide away from society. The second sunset had been the last. Their world was lost, and they knew it. The Heartless had made it barren and dark. He knew he should have taken more care, should have watched Vincent more carefully, noticed the darkness growing in his mind. But he hadn't realized until too late, and the gunman was already gone. And so he watched the dying sunset of his world fade, but barely noticed it. So many questions left unanswered, so many hearts lost, including his own. And every time he ventured outside the first district, faced the Heartless that stalked the streets, he couldn't help but wonder if maybe this one, fading into nothing, as its shadowy flesh was torn by the blade of his spear, had once been Vincent. Wouldn't that be a terrible irony? To kill one's own lover, and not even recognize them. And the clock chimed.